Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. From inappropriate dreams to the VMAs to romance scams, Kelly's dude knowledge, and more.
Skipping out to Chick-fil-A when mom and dad are still sleeping.
And how can we make Ring or next door app notifications sexy?
I don't think we did.
Oh, I think we did.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So I had a dream and it involved you.
Oh no. Oh no. Always awkward, right? Because it's like a good dream, awkward. If it's a bad dream, that's bad too, right?
It was a very quick moment, but it involved.
Oh dear Lord. What?
I was even debating talking about this.
What? What? Dang it. What?
You and I have known each other a long time, right?
Long time. Long time.
It involved the shower.
Oh, gosh!
Hang on.
Proceed with caution, sir.
Like I said, you and I have known each other a long time. I debated even bringing this up.
Doesn't matter how long we've known each other. We're talking about the shower? We're talking about the shower.
So I was in the shower. Okay?
Okay.
And then
I'm already mad because I'm getting a visual in my head.
No.
I'm already mad.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And again, it was just a quick part of the dream.
Yeah.
Our relationship was the same. Like, there's no change in anything. Like, I'm still married. You're still married to your husband, all that stuff.
Co-workers.
Right.
Yep.
Right. I'm in the shower in my house.
Okay. And why am I there?
And you pop your head in and go, do you need anything?
Oh, I'm so helpful.
And I was thinking in my brain, I'm glad I have suds around, and my back was turned to you when you said that. And that was it.
That was it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Cause why wouldn't your wife?
Dad, don't know.
Where was she?
Don't know. Don't know.
Was she in the kitchen making up hors d'oeuvres?
Don't know.
What was it?
Making up hors d'oeuvres? You're over at my place.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm demanding snacks,
and
I feel like, if
and,
I'm there. Right.
Well, you were very helpful.
Oh, great.
Just asked if I needed anything.
It would have been more appropriate to ask your wife if she needed anything in the kitchen, because she's probably making snacks. That's what I'm assuming.
Kelly, I can't interpret why I dreamt this.
Are we going to need to go to therapy over this?
We need
a counselor to decipher why in the world you're dreaming about me poking my head in while you're in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah. At least I wasn't turned facing you.
That's
right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dream Kelly says thank you.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, again.
All right.
Like I said, that was one of those where you wake up and you're like, huh.
I thank Kelly for being so helpful?
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't think I even answered you.
You didn't say like, no, I'm good?
No.
Okay. Were you shocked that I was poking my head in the shower?
It was completely normal.
I was poking my head in the bathroom while you're in the shower. No, it was fine.
It was completely normal.
All right.
Yep. Everything was normal.
Pat myself on the back because I'm super polite and helpful.
Yep. Apparently. So
do you have all the soap you need? Maybe it's because I'm constantly like bugging my 16-year-old son. Did you put deodorant on? Have you showered?
Yeah, I don't know why that happened or what that even means, but
I was basically momming you.
But it was,
I feel like maybe I'm momming you.
It was just a small brief moment where somehow, you know, when most of the time you forget your dreams when you wake up, but then, you know, woke up, happened to remember it, thought, and then forgot about it until about 5 minutes before we went on the air. And I was
oh,
yeah.
Maybe I should ask Kelly about that.
And then I was like, I don't even know if I should bring this up. It's kind of weird.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. All right. Living in the
All
weird
right.
zone.
Great. So, I hope now that you think about that every time you shower.
Well, kind of startling for sure.
Yes.
Again, happy that I had suds strategically placed.
Great.
Because I do remember that, looking down and thinking, okay, got to have suds.
And you didn't scream at me, get out? What are you doing?
No.
No?
No. Okay. Again, for some reason, it was normal. It wasn't startling.
Okay.
So that was weird.
Thanks.
Yeah. Kelly's just in my house, popping her head in, asking me if I need any help.
In the shower. Great.
All right. So anyways, we'll move on. That's fine. That's all I wanted to say.
That's a great way to start.
Thanks.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Again, where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. We do it for the glory and for this trophy. This trophy that I have in my hand right now, where it's just
wrong music. Kind of, wrong music.
Yeah, I know. You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy.
I know, but you do love the trophy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though I'm holding it right now, it's in my possession.
Okay, losers go first. That's me. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Sure. Kelly, what do sea monsters eat for lunch?
What do sea monsters eat for lunch?
Fish and ships.
Fish and ships. Tasty.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
If a cow doesn't produce milk, is it a milk dud? Or an utter failure?
Ooh, I think probably a milk dud.
Yes.
Kelly, where do squirrels go during a tornado?
Where do squirrels go during a tornado?
Everywhere.
Figured. They're in trees. Dang it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'd be a terrible superhero.
Yeah?
You know why?
Why?
Because I'd be at home and see the signal calling me and think, I literally just sat down.
I would probably see the signal and go, someone else will get it.
Yes, you would. You would also be a terrible superhero.
I would.
Good note.
I would.
Good note.
Kelly, I just spilled all of the pancake mix all over my wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess now you could say she's my batter half.
And she was a little upset about that.
Maybe.
And you're like, honey, it's for the bit.
Honey, it's for the bit.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Say, I'm surprised at how winded I am by this exercise.
Oh.
Personal trainer says, this was the tour of the gym.
Oh. Kelly, my uncle would say that as one door opens, another window closes. Sorry, as one door closes, another door opens. I mean, he's a great guy, but a lousy cabinet maker.
Bless his heart, though.
His heart has been blessed. Yes.
I haven't tried yoga, but I have tried bending over to pick up my keys, so I'm pretty sure I'd hate yoga.
Yeah, probably. Kelly, a termite walks into a bar and asks, is the bartender here?
I gotcha.
That's a thinking man's joke,
just gonna eat
Kelly.
The bar. Got it.
Thinking man's joke.
Hey, Ben, crazy how people get up at 5 a.m. to work out.
I know, right?
I mean, I don't even get up at 5 a.m. to pee. I just lay there and suffer.
Yeah. Kelly, Sleepy, Grumpy, and Doc walk into a bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bartender shows them the door and says, sorry, against the law for me to serve minors.
Yes. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
When I get a headache, I take 2 aspirin and keep away from children, just like the bottle says.
Oh. Kelly, C, E flat, and G all walk into a bar.
A lot of bar jokes, okay?
Bartender rolls his eyes, shows him the door, and says, sorry, we don't serve minors.
Wow, same punchline, different way to get there.
Bartender knew they'd be treble.
Yes, they would. Oh, follow-up punchline, too. I love those. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know, tattoos should make you more employable.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because it shows you can sit there for hours while tiny needles are jammed into your skin, and that's how every corporate meeting feels.
That's true. Hey, Kelly, a bank robber walks into a bank.
Uh-huh.
Goes up to the teller, says, put all your money in this bag or your geography.
Geography?
Yeah. Teller says, don't you mean history? Robber's like, don't change the subject!
Did he get the money, though?
Nah.
I don't have closure with that one.
Sorry.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
The scariest feeling in the world is a split second. When you lose your balance in the shower and you think, oh, God, they're going to find me naked.
Yeah, that. That is very troubling.
No.
All right, it's you laugh, you lose. Kelly, two eggs and some bacon and pancakes walk into a bar.
Do they really?
Yeah, barkeep says, sorry, we don't serve breakfast here.
Dang it. They should start. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I walked past a sign that said, watch repairs here.
Mm-hmm.
I stood there for 30 minutes. I didn't see anything.
Aw. Kelly, a Roman walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Holds up two fingers.
Yeah.
And says, five beers, please.
Because it's Roman numerals.
Yes.
Yeah. These five.
Thank you.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
I was at a shoe shop trying on a shoe.
Uh-huh.
I said to the assistant, it's too tight. So she said, try it with the tongue out.
Okay.
I said, it's no good. It's still too tight.
That's funny. Here, I'll give that to you. I just want to hear you say that again with your tongue out.
I said, it's no good. It's still too tight.
All right, you laugh, you lose. There you go. Take the trophy. It's yours.
Thank you.
Yep, yep, there you are on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Now time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Will this five-year-old go to jail? So, William... is at the center of our story. If you can manage to make it through the day without your five-year-old named William sneaking out of your front door to head to a Chick-fil-A across the street while you're asleep, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. He had a hankering.
He did.
Yeah.
He wanted some breakfast, and he wasn't going to wait for his parents to wake up. So he walked out the door barefoot, headed to the Chick-fil-A. That's where authorities were, they were alerted.
You know where your house is, right, honey?
It's right across the street, right over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Right over there.
It's right there. It's right over there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So then.
Did he have money? Did he grab money first? Or did he just think, I'm going to just bat my eyelashes and bank on my cuteness?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would imagine cuteness is how he's figuring he's going to get some Chick-fil-A.
Sure.
Had a question.
Are you going to get me in jail?
Are you going to get me in jail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, look, a five-year-old knows a police uniform just as much as anyone else does, right?
Sure.
Police said,
no, I'm not going to put you in jail.
Yeah, no. So they did.
Oh, that's good.
However, toss him in the back of the car and send him back home. And
a cruiser ride. That's fun.
Yeah, he did get a cruiser ride and then woke up his parents. They were still in their jammies.
Gosh,
they were like, hey, do you have a kid? Yeah. Is he a boy? Yeah.
Named William?
Is his name William?
We met him.
He's in the cruiser right now. What? He went to Chick-fil-A.
He was over there.
Yeah. He went right over Dale. He went right over Dale. So, yeah.
Oh, that is precious. That is how we learned that we're going to need to change, put some child safety locks on there or something.
Yeah. Yeah, give him
so
a stern talking
get
to.
Out of the house.
All right, so there you go. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your five-year-old sneak out to head to the Chick-fil-A across the street.
Oh, goodness.
Which he had to cross the street.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, then you're doing
Thank goodness he did that safely. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he was taught to look both ways.
Right. And that's your setting the bar story. All right, let's get to a feel good. Every hour we do these, Kelly K.
So, a cop in Pittsburgh named Stephen Harris is getting some viral kudos. Police were called to the Greyhound station in Pittsburgh about a person who was being unruly.
Okay.
Turns out, though, there was way more to that story. The unruly man was just trying to communicate despite being deaf and not speaking any English.
Turns out it was just a male who was deaf and didn't speak English or read English. So it just turned out he just needed help to get on a bus back to, really, to New York, eventually to Montreal. Officer Kiso hooked his phone up to do an internet hotspot. And then from there, we called the translator line and were able to finally basically boil it down to that he didn't have any cash and he needed a way out and his bags were missing. So they were up in New York. So we got him to New York. Simply used my own bank card to buy the guy a ticket. We're supposed to be good men helping other good men. That's it.
That's good.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yep. So, I mean, not only did he's hearing impaired, he only speaks French, can't even read English, doesn't have his bags. They were lost in New York, doesn't mm-hmm. have money. So they were able to figure all of that out through the translator line, and he bought him a $113 ticket to get back to New York, where he can hopefully find his bags, get some money, and then get home to Montreal.
Okay.
But there you go. I mean, he just, you know, when you hear unruly person, you probably have no idea what to expect when, and then, you know, you get there and find out, well, there's way more to the situation.
Yeah, so, that was good.
Kudos to him for going above and beyond and digging into his own pocket to help this guy out. You can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Hey, how about we get to a little group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice because I'm really worried about my best friend.
Okay.
She's been dating this guy who lives about an hour away from Louisville. The weird part is they've never actually met in person.
Okay.
They talk on the phone a lot, but when they're supposed to FaceTime, he said the camera on his phone broke.
No.
They had plans to meet up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the last minute, he had to leave town for a business trip.
Oh.
On top of that, he told her he was having trouble making payroll for his construction crew and asked her for $3,000, which she gave him.
Oh.
Now, I'm thinking this is playing out like a classic scam.
Yeah.
But when I tried to warn her, she told me I was just jealous because she finally found someone who loves her. So now I'm afraid of losing our friendship if I push too hard, but the only thing I care about is making sure she doesn't get hurt or lose more money. Am I overreacting, or is this as shady as it feels? How do I get through to her without making her shut me out? Thanks for any advice. Yikes.
That sounds definitely sus.
Yes, it sounds very scammy. I mean, they've never literally met in person, and it sounds like she's never actually seen him because the camera doesn't work for FaceTiming.
Oh, yeah,
and
babe,
all the things.
Sorry, I love you, but you know what? Here's the thing. My camera just broke.
And now I need $3,000,
right?
And she gave it to him. There's a lot of red flags
I'm
here.
I'm very successful in construction, but oh.
But I'm going to need you to spot me $3,000.
Yeah, just, you know, some stuff needs to be worked through.
I promise I'll pay you back.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a big nope.
Yeah, I was going to say that worries
on all
me.
Fronts
like,
for me.
Like, I don't think. Yeah, I think everybody's going to say that this feels fishy.
Yeah, I don't know of one person that listens to our show that's going to be like, it sounds fine.
Yeah, if there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Right. 1,000%. That's what I'm feeling in this situation. The fact that everything just keeps conveniently, you know, getting in the way of them actually talking face to face, seeing each other.
I would definitely
see each other in person.
I would, you know, but okay. So,
and he's only an hour away. Like,
right.
Why hasn't there been an
in
person date?
Yeah. All right. So if we can all agree that this is sus.
Yeah.
How do we get the friend on board with believing this now? That's kind of the trick. Yeah. It's like, we've all seen Netflix shows about catfishing and how crazy it can be. And so, you know, we want
to
be safe.
It doesn't have to be always involving a famous person.
Right. But we want her friend to be safe about all this. And, you know, I don't know how you can get her to be convinced unless you say, hey, we're going to meet here, and then you're there with a bunch of people, and then this person never shows up. You know, and it's like, okay, this, again, excuse after excuse. I don't know how much money or how long it's going to take to convince the friend, but that's what we got to try to do.
$3,000 in the hole.
Yeah, you're never going to see, that's a stupid tax right there. You're never going to see that $3,000 again.
No.
Yeah.
It's very exciting to feel like someone is completely head over heels for you.
Yeah.
But you've never seen this person.
Yeah. So again, I think we're all agreeing that yes, sus, yes, this is a bad situation. How do we convince the friend though that it's that, you know?
That's the tough question because she's in complete denial right now. She's saying, you're just jealous.
Right.
So yeah, that's going to be a tough one to overcome unless you just The evidence is all there.
Well, I mean, it seems like
it.
Right,
she's not
right.
Connecting the dots.
I know. 502-795-1997. Especially if you've been in this situation with either you being the victim of a catfish, or maybe you saw one of your friends walking down this path too.
Or you've seen enough shows.
Yeah, or you've seen enough Netflix or shows.
Give us
to
synopsis.
Say, this is what you should do. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Take some of your stories on the way. Group therapy. We can all agree, I think, that Abby's friend is getting scammed by this guy in construction that she met. They've never met in person. When they tried to FaceTime, his camera broke on his phone. He did need $3,000 to help cover payroll for his construction job that he's in, and she gave it to him because, you know, sounds legit.
We are screaming at the radio, yes, this is a scam, although Sean's the one that says, sounds legit to me.
Yeah, well, he's the only one.
He's the only one, literally. Susie on Facebook says, scam, she's getting catfished, scan for money. You can't love someone you have never actually met.
Right, and so we all agree that this sounds fishy. This sounds like a scam. So how do we convince her?
Well,
that
this is
the thing.
Susie continues, as for what you can do, not much. Honestly, we've been through this with my brother. All you can do is to try to tell them they're getting scammed. Mm-hmm. And keep your fingers crossed that they don't lose too much money before figuring that out. And then don't say I told you so when all the poo hits the fan.
Yeah, just kind of
as
be there for them.
As much as you want to, don't rub salt in the wound. Yeah.
Sure. Sarah said, tell your friend it would be fun to surprise him. Drive the hour with her. Show
yes.
up, see what happens. And then
he's
says,
only an hour away.
Yeah, says, call me what you want, but we better be making some sandwiches before I gave up $3,000.
Hello. And a lot of people are pointing out, like, listen, I can't even lend $500 to people I know.
Yeah, and said this exact same thing happened to my coworker's friend. Eventually, she wised up and broke it off. A coworker found him on Facebook, and the guy was actually married with kids.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Rachel said, I have a similar situation. Friend met someone on a dating app. Don't know if she's real. We've never met her.
Yeah, so, wow. Another text. Someone in my boyfriend's family had a catfish situation. We had to have an intervention with her. Had to convince her that the situation was not real. She was being scammed. She was using the Telegram app, and she was convinced that she was in love with a celebrity. Dang.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
So many people are rolling in with saying that, yeah, a
this
friend of
happened.
Mine.
Yeah.
Did yeah, this happened to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. And then Shanna says, look, I love group therapy segments, but I'm going to need you guys to follow up. Like, did that girl ever fly out to Portland for a wedding on her boyfriend's tab and then break up with him? Did that other lady take her best friend's job at their work after she got fired? Did we let go of the Playboy dad's son? Did that girl's boyfriend ever shower more than once every 2 weeks and trim his eyebrows? We're invested in your lives. Please call back, follow up. We're dying.
Listen.
Shanna, what we're going to need is a follow-up from this one, too.
Shanna gave the plot points of several group therapies over the past several weeks. And yeah,
she's
you know,
keeping track.
We do try to follow up. Sometimes we just send these emails and follow-ups, these messages, into the abyss. And
yes,
we just
that's
never...
our aftercare program. We're trying.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Got another message. A friend of mine got scammed for about $100,000. So, yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, again, I do like some of these suggestions where it's like, just keep trying to convince her, hey, I don't think this is legit. You need to try to meet up with him in person. Obviously, be safe about it. And
well, Allie suggested the friend needs to start messaging, wanting to and to see if he's trying to scam her as well. I mean,
yeah,
that could be
go.
Like a little sting operation. But yes, I mean, I think if you simply say, listen, you've never seen this person's face and you've given him $3,000. I would think if I was doing this, that you would say something to me because when you lay out the facts and take feelings out of it, what does it look like?
Yeah. All right.
That's maybe how I would again approach it with her because she's already done the whole, you're just jealous.
Yeah. I mean, and Trina's like, she's seeing it with her dad. She says he thinks all these young 20 something girls want to meet him. He's 64, been a widower since 2014. So naive.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Kansas says, I work at a bank. This happens every day.
Oh my
gosh!
They're
just going to have to find out themselves because they don't listen.
It's especially at a bank, and you see someone like, "Hey, I'd like to take $3,000 out," and you're like, "Oh, fun times." No, you know, my boyfriend needs the money to cover payroll for a thing, and it's like, as the employee of a bank, you just kind of want to be like, "Don't do it."
But you can't do that because you work at a bank.
What if I just try to give you like $10?
Start with 10.
We'll
$10 do it?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck with your friend. I mean, maybe show her the thread on Facebook where everybody's like, "Run, don't do it." And I don't know. I mean, maybe she just needs to see a bunch of people saying it. But still, if you're in your head and you think it's love and you're going to just say they don't understand the relationship that he and I have.
Well, and yes, they all come up with really convincing stories about how I'm just in a tough spot. I'm good for it. I'll pay you back and all the things. And then it's just going to keep repeating. And then if you keep caught up and and you feel needed and wanted and all the things.
I know. And then that human instinct to help others pops in. We get it.
Yes.
We get it. So, well, hey, good luck with your friend. Keep us posted.
We'll follow up.
Yeah, we'll follow up too. Keep us posted. That's what we say every time. Keep us posted.
Anna needs it.
All right. There you go. That's group therapy. All right. Time to play a fun little game where we test Kelly's
dude knowledge.
That's right. Kelly's been around, you know, a guy or two in her life.
A few.
Oh, tell us more, Kelly.
I know men.
It's all right. All right, so we like to test Kelly on her dude knowledge, and these are questions that are geared towards a guy. You ready?
Sure.
All right. In golf.
Yes.
What's the term for scoring one stroke under par?
Birdie.
Very good.
Yay!
All right. One for one. Good job. Next one. Which video game console introduced the Halo series? Every guy's going to know this.
Oh.
I'm not even a gamer and I know this.
Xbox? Yay!
Good job.
Oh, yay. So can we quit?
I'm two for two.
Yay!
Kelly knows her men this morning.
That's right.
It's dude knowledge. Kelly,
boys. I feel like that's boys.
What does the V stand for in V8 engine? Every guy's going to know this, too.
I mean, I know V8's good.
It's V8's good.
It's got pep.
Is that what your answer is? Vroom, vroom?
V6 is really good. Vroom, vroom. Yes, that's what that stands for. Vroom, vroom. No. God dang it.
Yeah. It doesn't.
I mean, it's like horsepower, right?
The V doesn't stand for vroom, vroom. No,
it doesn't.
It's actually the shape of the engine's cylinder arrangement. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you know that?
No.
Don't you know that? Every guy knows that.
No.
Actually, I wouldn't have known that.
Okay, then.
I wouldn't have known
Thank
that
you.
You're right. All right. We're testing Kelly's
dude knowledge.
Right. So far, you are 2 for 3. Here
two
we go.
Three.
Yeah,
yes.
2 for 3. Here we go. All right, Kelly. In football, the sport football, you know, you've heard of it?
I've heard of it.
What's the line called where each play begins?
Line of scrimmage.
Line of scrimmage. Very good.
Yay!
There you go.
I only know that because I hear commentators talk about it sometimes.
Yes, the line of scrimmage. Kelly's doing very well.
Line of scrimmage. Yeah.
All right.
I'm back. Yeah.
To get 4 out of 5 correct, what other professional sport did Hall of Fame basketball player Michael Jordan play?
Baseball. He played baseball. He played baseball. Knock it out of the park.
For 80%, 4 out of 5. Yes!
Yay!
Kelly got it for sure. Yes.
That's amazing.
Kelly knows her men.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
All right. So there you go. testing Kelly's dude knowledge. You did very well this morning,
Kelly. Thank you. Thank you. I know nothing about cars.
4 out of 5.
D means drive.
D means drive.
I know that.
Yes. D means drive.
Wait, and I know another name for a driving stick.
Yeah.
Manual transmission.
Okay. All right, Kelly, good job. She knows her
dude knowledge.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. Best new artist winner there. Let's get to a feel good. All right, Kelly K.
So this is kind of an interesting way to break a world record. It's playing kickball for 52 straight hours.
Oh.
A group in Georgia did this, broke the world record over the weekend, raised a bunch of money for a good cause. The nonprofit is called MOST, short for Men Opposing Sex Trafficking, and they raised over $200,000.
The nighttime, the energy kind of dips a little bit, but then as soon as the sun comes up, we start waking back up again.
Yep, that's right.
Tough times when you really start to get tired or hurt a little bit, you think about the cause and the facts that we're fighting for those who are vulnerable and experiencing the horror of sex trafficking abuse. So that just keeps us motivated and going, and hearing the younger and the older men and women cheering each other on, encouraging each other, it's just real motivating for me personally.
Wow. Yeah.
And now this group has previously earned the records for the longest softball game, longest basketball game, but the latest was the first attempt to include female players.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. You can see their full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Sports updates. Now, look, there was a lot of sports stories over the weekend. You know, a lot of great things were happening. Everything from the U.S. Open to college football to professional football.
To my niece playing soccer on TV for Auburn. They won 5-0.
To my daughter running her first varsity cross-country meet on Saturday. Oh, yeah, wow. Exactly. A lot of sports happening. But none bigger than this woman at the Florida Marlins Phillies baseball game.
The Phillies Karen.
Yeah, that's what she's kind of being dubbed. As basically there was a home run, right? There was
Bader hit a home run.
Yeah, there was a home run. It went into the stands as most
it was kind of was an empty area.
Yeah, so it was well, I mean, there were people in the stands.
But it wasn't like directly hit where somebody caught it.
Right, the ball landed in some vacant seats.
Yes.
So, you know, obviously there was a group of people who tried to get the ball, but a guy had...
closer to Karen's section, and that's what she says, like, dibs.
Yeah, exactly. And so this guy had come over several seats, and he snagged the ball. He didn't grab it out of anybody's hand. He just picked it up off the ground, walked back to his seat, and then gave it to his son. And
who
so
was having a birthday.
And so they were all like, yay! And then the camera stays on while they're like, oh, look, fun moment, you know? And this lady...
We need villain music, though, for the rest of this story. Do we have villain music we can switch to?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like maybe that, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West or something, that music might be... some sort of like aggressive.
Oh, okay.
Do you see like the marching?
Yeah, no. I get it. What
comes right on over because she's got something to say.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, while I'm getting this music, what about something like this?
Yes.
I don't know.
That works. That's
so she so Karen walks over and is like, "Hey." That ball was in my section. You stole that ball out of my section. That's my ball.
You stole it from me.
That's my ball.
All
and so
the, way, all the
dad.
While, the kid has the ball in his glove because dad put it in his glove and the kid's all excited. So the kid is literally watching this woman berate his dad.
Yeah, exactly. And so the dad's like, hey, lady, it's just a ball. If you want it, if it's going to make you go away, here you go. And
he
gives the lady
the ball out of his son's glove and gives it to her and like makes a gesture like, go away.
Yeah, and so she's like, I am satisfied now. And so she storms back to her seat. And so now
And the internet immediately had thoughts about her behavior.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Of course, there's video released from people that were right behind the scenes. You hear everything she said.
Yeah, and it's not a good look for her, that's for sure.
No.
The good news in this whole thing is that the Florida Marlins found the family and ended up giving them kind of a cool little prize pack. Including some,
swag.
Like a bunch of swag. And then Harrison Bader, actually the Phillies outfielder who hit the home run later on, met with the kid and his family to give him kind of an autographed bat. But here they are kind of talking about it.
As soon as it cracked off the bat, it was starting to head our way a little bit. It fell and kind of bobbled between the two armrests. And I picked it up and I just walked away and held the ball up high and put it in Lincoln's glove. And then she showed up. As she reached for my arm, she just yelled in my ear, "That's my ball," like super loud. I jumped out of my skin. Then she's like, "Those are from our seats." I said, "There was nobody in that seat."
Yeah, and it's funny because he said, you know, "That's my ball." And he said that I literally jumped out of my skin. You see him, he's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa."
Oh, like, yeah, he's really
like
startled.
He was startled, like, "Lady, what are you doing?"
I pretty much just wanted her to go away and be dad and show him how to de-escalate the situation. So that's where I went.
I wasn't very happy that we had to give it to her, but we can't win. She was going to get it anyways.
So there you go.
She was being aggressive. Yeah, he got a signed ball, signed bat. Like, he got to, you know, meet Harrison Bader. So, the kid came out the winner in the end. And then, of course, now Karen's face was everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Now look. Don't know her situation. Don't know if she was having a bad day.
You have 100% control over your behavior.
Yes.
And it came down to her taking it away from a kid, and it didn't look like she was with a kid. So it wasn't like she was trying to give it to her kid.
His dad had taken his kid there for his birthday, so that was even better.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't know the lady's situation. Don't know why she went off like that. Maybe her date, her husband, or her companion who was just with her just told her that, "Look, I'm leaving you after this baseball game." And she got really mad. And so, maybe it was something like that.
I think you're really taking liberties to explain a backstory that would make sense for her acting that way. But I don't think that you can find any situation that's going to excuse that behavior. And the internet agrees. Everybody was like, "Whoa."
Yeah, if you haven't
even
seen,
like, the commentators on SportsCenter talked about it, like, that it all unfolded live in the moment, like the camera was hanging on him, so they caught all of it.
Right.
"Really, lady?"
It's a caller, Karen. The Marlins, they went out to the kid. They gave him, like, all of the goodies
awesome.
To replace it.
Awesome. Make her feel terrible.
Yes. Please make her feel terrible, because here's the thing. You took it from a kid. And then, wait, this is the best part.
Better?
Harrison Bader.
Yes.
Gave him a bat and a signed ball.
Yep.
And they met afterwards. That is how you treat kids.
Yeah, that's
yep.
ESPN anchors there. So,
yep.
Again,
you know who is happiest about all this unfolding?
Who?
The dude that snatched the hat from the kid at the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
The CEO
that was
the latest internet villain. Everybody hates him.
Yes.
Snatching the hat away from a kid.
Right. He's like,
right.
"Hey, thank you, Phillies Karen, for taking the spotlight away from me." All right, there you go. That's your sports update here. Don't be the Phillies Karen.
Yes,
don't be Cruella DeVille.
Hat snatcher, and don't be baseball snatcher.
Yeah.
Don't do any of that.
All right. There you go. It's 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, can we make it sexy?
Oh, Lord.
Why do you say it like that?
Why? Why do you make me participate in these stupid reindeer games?
Your name's on the billboard, Kelly. That's why.
Yeah, but I don't sign off on these ideas. Oh, no, not Usher!
All right. Can we make it sexy? But this time, it's the next door ring user alerts. All right? That's on the way on 99.7 DJX. So I saw some of these posts and these notifications come across my Nextdoor and Ring app, and I thought, you know what? Kelly and I need to see if we can make this sexy.
You ruined Usher for me, by the way. Ruined it.
So these are just people that you see commenting and posting on, like, the Nextdoor or the Ring Neighborhood app, right? For example. Did anyone else just hear a massive boom?
That's your sexy voice? That's what you're bringing us?
All right, let me do it again.
Switch that up.
Did anyone else hear a massive boom?
Oh. Oh, my.
I lost Wi-Fi for a couple minutes afterwards.
Wow.
These are the important things.
Oh.
And then a commenter. It's those kids.
That sounds a little creepy.
I keep telling you all about them, but no one listens.
No, I feel like that needs to be like a Karen voice.
And then,
it's those kids. I keep telling you about them.
No, we're trying to make
listens.
It sexy, Kelly. We're trying to make it sexy. We're trying to make it sexy.
Oh, here's one.
Wait. Hang on. There's one more. This is a reply to the thread. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, great. I saw chickens. Just walking down Neferhan without a care in the world.
Can we make it sexy? I saw chickens. We're just reading Nextdoor app things and Ring user alerts.
Uh-huh. My package was delivered to the wrong house.
Oh.
If anyone recognizes this porch, please let me know. I'm just trying to get my package.
I bet you are.
Wow. Anything involving packages, right?
Can we make it sexy?
Oh, gosh.
The next door Ring user. Is anyone else in views at Crescent Hill without air conditioning?
Oh, no. AC's out.
Question mark.
Feeling so hot.
Question mark.
Oh, gosh. How much should it cost to install a new faucet for an 8-inch, 3-hole with drain? I have the new hardware.
Wow. Wow. Can we make it sexy? These people have a lot to talk about on the next door. Ring
Some
user.
Of them are just looking for recommendations.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Natalie texts in and says, I worry for both of your spouses.
I know. Yeah. I know. I know.
April texts in and says, 0% of this sounds sexy. More like creepy. Still love you. Listen.
Hey, yes, I know. I don't know. That's why we're not working one of those 1-800 numbers.
Oh, okay. Can we make it sexy? These are, again, just Ring and Nextdoor notifications. I'm new to the area. And looking for someone to cut and color my hair.
Okay, all right. That's a normal question.
Any recommendations would be appreciated.
See, now you're just creepy. You're right. It's 100% creepy. It's not sexy at all. Oh, gosh.
Do we continue? Do we keep going? Do we just plow through?
Plow through. Let's plow through.
Kelly
plow through.
Plow
Let's
through.
Get it all done. Let's get it done.
Let's get it done, she says. Can does we make anyone, it sexy?
Does anyone know where I can get fluids changed near Spring Valley? I have a Honda CRV.
Oh.
I need rear differential fluid service.
I bet you do need rear fluid service.
I feel so dirty.
Can we make it sexy? We have a groundhog who recently moved in under our backyard shed in Camp Taylor.
Oh, that's the worst. That's not sexy.
We prefer he find another place to live.
Right.
Any effective suggestions?
No, I feel like you should have read that like a mob boss.
Hey, we have a groundhog who recently moved in under our backyard shed in Camp Taylor.
Yeah, we just
any effective suggestions on how to relocate this little rodent?
So he doesn't have to go swim with the fishes.
Swimming with the fishes. Just a couple more here. Can we make it sexy? The Nextdoor app or Ring app?
This is a Ring video of a cat.
Okay.
Just, you need to know that.
All right.
I can't tell what this is. Possibly an alien?
What? The cat's an alien?
It's just a cat walking across a driveway. What is this?
Beam me up, right meow.
Oh. All right, a couple more. Can we make it sexy?
No. The answer's no.
Hey. I just saw a woman with her dog. On my camera.
Okay.
Pooping in my yard.
Wait a second! Who's pooping? The woman or the dog?
It doesn't say.
Oh my god!
Really? Who's doing what?
The way that's read, the woman's pooping in
Is it
yard?
The woman or is it the
I
dog? Don't know! Who's doing what?
I feel like I need to call police.
All right, one more. Can we make it sexy?
Looking for someone to trim my bushes. Please contact me.
That is Kelly K at...
And we're done now, please.
All right, have we been able to do it? Yes.
No, we didn't. No, we've just brought shame upon our families.
Justin texted, there's coffee spit on my steering wheel after that. All right. Hey, sorry about that. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and put a check mark. Yes, we did make those sexy.
No, Kelly from Crescent Hills and all of Ben's are creepy. All of them. All of them. All of them.
There you go. Oh, shoot. That's funny. Those Nextdoor apps are really something special, aren't they?
You know what? I feel like you need to remove yourself from them.
I need to recuse myself.
I feel like you need to get out. Yes. See yourself out.
I feel like this is probably a good music bed to use.
Why? That again? Why?
Because we need to introduce you again to Randy the guinea pig.
Randy? The guinea pig.
Randy. This could be a feel-good, it could be a setting the bar story, regardless. This is from 2014, however, it's been making the rounds again because Randy is that epic and legendary.
Okay. All right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your male guinea pig named Randy into the female pen, having his way with all of them.
Oh, well.
You're doing okay.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, I do remember. That from a while ago.
Yeah, so
yeah, I mean,
this
that
is
kind of a story needs to live again.
I was going
to
say, this story has been told. However, saw this go across the feed several times from people resharing it. It is from 2014, but it's from Hatton Adventure World there in England, Warwickshire. And Randy made a visit to the female-only enclosure, resulting in 100 pregnancies.
Oh, my gosh. Randy was living his best life.
Listen, Randy looked a bit slimmer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's probably
calories.
Because, yes, he'd fathered dozens of offspring over a few weeks. Each guinea pig can birth around 4 little pups per litter, so...
Wow.
Randy could be responsible for about 400 new guinea pigs.
Yes, but the comments is really where the magic lives.
Yeah.
Like, Bud was waiting for this his whole life.
Absolutely.
Someone else pointed out hole.
Okay. Hole.
H-O-L-E.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh. And Jillian says, damn, Randy, he got all the baby mamas.
That's right.
Dan points out, fitting name, that Randy, sure.
Yeah, maybe also a great name for him, but also Nick Cannon would be another good one.
Right, yes. Yeah, sure. Let's name that guinea pig Nick Cannon. Randy, a.k.a. Nick Cannon.
So if you see that go across your feed, maybe it's a clickbait headline, maybe it's not. But regardless, it's from 2014. So
right, but it needed to live again. And thank goodness that stories like this get recirculated.
Oh,
because
shoot.
Maybe you forgot. Maybe you missed it the first time around.
Yeah, Randy's probably not with us anymore. But his spirit will never die.
His legacy lives on.
Yeah, I was going to say, his legacy for sure does. Oh, that's 99.7 DJX. We'll share it again for you at Ben and Kelly Show so you can take a look at it. Post Malone there on 99.7 DJX. Although he wasn't at the VMAs last night, he and Jelly Roll did perform.
That's a good song.
Yep.
They were in Germany, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they were on tour in Germany. And
so they just kind of beamed in.
And beamed in, yeah, during the VMAs last night, where Kenny G, do you remember that name, Kenny G, saxophonist from like the 90s?
Like, he had a moment
in the
90s.
I was going to say, he was the ballad soundtrack to just about every sort of like love song. He had those sensual saxophone, the alto sax.
There was a hot second where I wanted to play saxophone because of him.
Because of
like
Kenny G.
Yes, when we had to like pick a band instrument. And then I thought, you know what? I don't want to practice. So
yeah.
I'll just sing.
Exactly.
I joined choir.
So Doja Cat resurrects Kenny G.
Yeah.
Brings him out to open the VMAs with her song Jealous Type. You hear that sax?
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's Kenny G there.
That song slaps too.
It really does. And
that's probably my favorite Doja Cat song.
And the whole vibe of that performance was strictly from the 80s. They had big teased hair.
80s. It sounds 80s.
Yeah.
She understood the assignment with that one.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And I'll tell you what, she didn't resurrect Kenny G. Kenny G's been out there doing his thing.
Well,
like, he's still touring. He's just not really in the mainstream pop
to us.
World
yes,
anymore.
Exactly.
Yes.
To us. He's been resurrected.
But he hasn't been hanging out at the retirement home and she's like, hey, Kenny, come do your thing again. He's still been doing it, just not in the pop world.
Not in the pop world,
yeah.
Right. Ozzy Osbourne did get some recognition at the VMAs. Of course, you know, he just passed away a couple months ago. His son, Jack.
Hey, VMAs. It's Jack Osbourne here with
Pearl, Andy, Minnie.
And that's
Michael.
I wish we could be there with you all tonight as you celebrate my dad's amazing musical journey. I know for sure it would make him incredibly happy to see these great musicians carry on his legacy and help inspire the next generation of rockers. I'd like to give a special shout out to Dom, Nuno, Steve and Joe from Aerosmith. Mm-hmm. We love you, Dad.
And the words of our papa, let's go crazy!
Yeah, let's go crazy. Of course, they did a little montage of different Ozzy Osbourne songs, including Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. And Joe Perry and Youngblood covering Mama, I'm Coming Home. I mean, he sounded good, but like, Steven Tyler's up there, and what did you say he had to
stop touring because of his vocal issues, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, he had to like retire officially, but yeah, he sounded great.
Yeah. So, yeah, best album went to Sabrina Carpenter, Mariah Carey. She got the Vanguard Award given to her by Ariana Grande, who couldn't see over the microphone, which is kind of cute.
Bless her heart.
And Rosé, she accepted Song of the Year for APT with Bruno Mars. And I will say, if the VMAs does one thing different next year, it's take a page from like the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And after about
30 seconds, I feel like they give them 30 seconds.
I mean, even if you give them 60 seconds, just start playing them off because.
Thank you so much.
That's the beginning.
She seized her moment for a long time.
And 4 minutes and 15 seconds later, she said.
Oh, wow. You got you.
Thank you, MTV, for this award. And thank you, everyone, for loving APT. Thank you so much. This means so much to me.
Yeah.
Oh, they said they all just woke up again. Is she done?
I mean,
okay,
look,
yay.
Like she went into the first part about her dedicating this award to her 16-year-old self who watched the MTV VMAs and dreamed about being on that stage one day.
You can say that faster.
Yes, and it was beautiful. And then, oh my gosh, she just started going in.
Right. So, this is what you do. You say, you know what, I'm dedicating this to my 16-year-old self who watched this show and dreamed that I'd be on the stage one day. Thank you so much to Bruno and everybody else that had anything to do with this song and everyone who voted. I love you. Goodbye.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's Kelly it. Just did it that's in like it. 30 seconds. There you go.
That's it. You know what? Maybe I should be like a stunt speech giver. You think that they could maybe hire me to do that? Like I just
congratulations
like
to Rosé and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, they could just stand there, look pretty, hold their trophy, and
wave. Now
and I'll
to
say the
deliver
stuff.
The speech, Kelly
yes.
K.
Yes. I think I could be onto something.
You could probably be onto something. Yeah. So anyways, we've got the complete like rundown of who won what up at WDJX.com and the moments that you may have seen.
Just know that Emily was like up at midnight, like writing 50 blogs, covering every single second that happened on that
every
show,
little angle.
So you didn't have to watch.
That's right.
It's a Cliff Notes version.
You can see all that. WDJX.com. Coming up next, yes, it's a Setting the Bar story. Yes, it involves the beloved Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, dang it.
Coming up next. Yeah, Doja Cat, Jealous Type. It's 99.7 DJX. Time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
This is a little life lesson.
Yeah.
Hidden inside someone's bad decision.
Look, of the beloved mice, how many can you name on one hand? You got Mickey, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you're counting the rat from Ratatouille as a mouse, but
sure.
I mean,
they're,
beloved,
they're
for sure.
Right,
beloved.
Yes.
Chuck E. Cheese would have to be up there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without arresting Chuck E. Cheese in front of the kids at Chuck E. Cheese, you're doing okay.
No. Oh, listen, why are we arresting Chuck E. Cheese Chuck E. Cheese?
We might go so far as to say, if you can manage to not do something to get yourself arrested when you're playing the part of Chuck E. Cheese in front of kids at Chuck E. Cheese, then you're doing okay.
That's kind of traumatizing.
Right. Let's not do things like credit card theft and fraud, causing the police to literally walk into Chuck E. Cheese.
We're going to detain the mouse here.
Yes, we are.
We're going to detain the mouse here.
Detain the mouse, dude.
Oh.
Did you hear the kid? Chucky!
Oh, my gosh.
Grab him. Don't resist.
Chucky's fighting. It's the fight or flight. And the kids are going, why are the officers assaulting Chucky, Mr. Charles E. Cheese?
Yeah, exactly. So
did they not understand the optics?
I
know that was going to work.
Hey, you know
like,
what?
They couldn't wait until the dude's shift was off and they just wait by the back door.
Well, they even put him in handcuffs, walked him out.
And
now listen, they were away from the kids at least and by the cruiser when they took the mask off.
The head
the mask
off.
Off. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yes, they beheaded Chuck E. Cheese.
They beheaded Chuck E. Cheese out by the cruiser.
Dear Lord. Yeah. All the kids wanted to do was just dance with their favorite mouse.
Yeah, well, you know, the kids got to see Chuck E. Cheese get put in cuffs.
I do have to say, of all the famous beloved mice, this feels like a Chucky thing that would happen, right? I mean, this is not Mickey. This is never happening to Mickey. Really not ever happening to Ratatouille. He's just in the kitchen cooking away.
I mean, none of the, right? I mean, what about some of the mice from Cinderella?
Nope.
Gus?
They're busy. They're
Wouldn't
just
Gus
sewing.
Gus do something
they're
like this?
They're working in the sweatshop. They're working in Cinderella's sweatshop.
Oh, gosh. Cinderella has her mice in a sweatshop.
I mean, let's call a spade a spade. That's really what that was.
All right.
They weren't getting paid.
They were getting paid in... No, they
in
were doing
songs.
It...
songs. She was singing to them.
Listen,
that was it.
They weren't asking for payment. They were doing it because they love Cinderella.
Sure,
Cinderella, night and day at Cinderella.
But this is a very Chuck E. Cheese thing to happen, right?
Yeah,
of
I guess
all of
so.
Them,
I guess so.
You were like, yeah, that's
like,
that
yeah,
could be Chucky's lane.
Yeah, it could be.
It could
be Chucky. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing something so illegal that the police literally have to apprehend you at your job when you're dressed as Chuck E. Cheese.
Come on now.
Then you're doing okay.
I am going to throw a little shade at the officers. Like, you didn't think about how that was going to look and traumatize the kids that were there. Maybe they were having a birthday party, right?
They probably were. Birthday party. They probably were.
You came in and arrested him in front of the kids.
Well, the police could have just said, hey, come with me. And if Chucky would have complied, they wouldn't have had to cuff him right there.
Right, but sure, and maybe they pegged him for a runner, and yeah. They were like, you know what, we're gonna.
How fast is Chucky gonna go in a mascot costume?
Right, in the big feet.
All right,
yes.
So that is your setting the bar story.
Just wait outside though.
On 99.7 DJX.
Wait outside.
Enjoy this weather today because it gonna get hot by Bourbon and Beyond, like highs in the mid 80s to upper 80s and then 90s by the weekend.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this weekend was beautiful.
I know.
Like all the festivals and things.
Yep.
Just
there were a lot
too
of
bad
stuff.
You couldn't copy and paste that weather for Bourbon and Beyond. Oh. I feel like you're always sweating at Bourbon and Beyond. Isn't that the case?
Why do you have to bring up such personal subjects for me?
And sometimes it's documented on film.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be late to any interviews because Benson Boone was a big one. He's in our wheelhouse, and he is not going to be available to interview, according to his reps. So I don't know if we can still weasel an interview out of him or not, but that's the case right now. Miles Smith may be another one that we might be able to do. Noah Kahan, you remember Noah Kahan, right?
Sure.
Stick Season. That's in the works. So yeah, we've got, and then, you know, the DJX is going to be broadcasting from the festival. So, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
It's not going to be like 90. It's going to be like 82. So that's not going to be bad.
What forecast did you see? Because certainly not, can Kevin call it wave forecast who
what
said
he
it's
saying?
Upper 80s to 90s.
Oh, see, yeah, that is not what my weather app says.
Yeah, well, your weather app is not
right
Kevin
now.
Harnan.
It says 82 and sunny.
On what day?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, that ain't right. You, Kevin called
Are
it.
Are you doubting my weather app?
I'm quoting Kevin called it. Kevin from Wave.
Did Kevin consult the weather app? What are his sources?
What are you talking about? Thursday, 89. Friday,
really?
90. Saturday,
That's
90.
That's vastly different
Sunday,
than what it is
88.
Saying on weather.com. That's,
yep.
That is vastly different.
Well,
right?
Exactly. So I trust.
So either you're going to be dripping with sweat.
I trust Kevin.
Incessantly.
So, here we hear that Kelly does not trust Kevin.
Well, I'm just saying. I have another source that says something contradictory that I like better. So
okay.
I'm just really going with the one I like better,
sure.
To be honest.
All right. Well, anyways, whatever it is, enjoy because it's happening this week and into the weekend. Anything you may have missed from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah. There was a lot that happened this weekend. Just still decompressing.
For sure. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.